This is our first day back from the bye week. As a football team, we covered a number of different things today. We went back and did the New Orleans corrections, went through our Self-Scout overview, which is a format that we traditionally do each and every year. This year's was different, a little different than prior years. And, and thirdly, we started on the Chicago Bears. So that was the three main things we focused on. We had on the field work today to get a start on the Bears, and also to get some strength conditioning work done. We also had our mandatory life skills program to conclude today. So that's our first day back from the bye week. On a personal note, I just want to say I'm very thankful for the extension that the Green Bay Packers have offered or given my wife Jessica and I. And this is where we want to be. This is the greatest organization in professional sports in our view, and we're excited to continue with our program. Very thankful to all the players, coaches, and this great organization for making that happen. So with that, I'll take your questions.
So, Mike, how did this come together, and did you get sick with a cold before you got the contract done, or after?
After. So. It's something that's been going on for some time, and it was great to finalize it last week.
Did you sign up today, or did you sign
up? Last couple of days.
Mike, was TJ able to do anything in your
on-field
stuff today?
I'll get into specifics Wednesday because I think it'll give us a better gauge. But TJ was in the rehab mode today.
You're pretty far along as a veteran coach in terms of tenure and everything like that. How do you decide how much longer you want to go? Is it indefinite right now that you feel like you can go as long as you want?
I'm a young guy, Tom. I'm not thinking about the end, that's for sure. This is a great place. I'm very blessed, very fortunate to have the opportunity to coach here. So, this is something that, the organization wanted. I was thrilled about the opportunity to continue. And so that's all I'm really thinking about is moving forward. Frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable talking about it this time of year. This is something we haven't done in season in the past. We're thrilled as a family to be here, and we're focused on the Bears.
Mike, what do you think are the keys to a really good GM head coach relationship, which you obviously have with Ted?
I think a number of things. Yeah, I think you go back to the starting point. There's a vision, there's a plan, and there's work ethic. I've been asked a number of times whether a great if you could say what's the best attribute of Ted Thompson, I would just say his consistency. He keeps everything on an even, even keel, a flow, which is necessary for growth. So, I think we look at football the same way in a lot of ways, and I think we're able to disagree and get to the right spot. So, I think it's a healthy relationship.
How have you kept it fresh over the years? There's probably a lot of coaches who've worn off their welcome after 3 or 4 years or whatever it is. How have you avoided that?
I think you have to always look at yourself first, try to improve, and keep trying to find ways to improve your program and improve your football team. I think if you look at the way we just operate today compared to last year, I think it's evidence of Ted, myself, listening to the coaches, listening to our trainers, our strength conditioning staff for insight on how to get better. We really try to improve and make the culture and the locker room environment better each and every year. And we've had a new facility almost every year since I've been here. We're on about our fourth cafeteria and second weight room. So we're finding different ways to keep improving and improving our program. And I think that's all part of it.
How about communication wise? How do you keep it fresh?
Keep it fresh. I would communicate with you. I mean, you're easy. I mean, sparkling questions I get, you know, from you. I just answer them, go with it. I don't know. I mean, listen, can we talk about the Bears now?
No, not yet.
Mike, how are you different today than you were when you took the job?
How am I different?
Yeah.
I'm older. I mean, I'm definitely more experienced. I think when you're younger, you have an idea of what you want to do and how you want to do it, and then you realize that you have a lot more to learn than you want to admit. I think it makes you listen more, and I think it makes you check yourself and be a little more open. But in the same breath, I think you have to stick to your guns and push forward through tough times. I mean, I go back to the first year. I mean, shoot, 1-4, 4-4. Or four and eight. Those are tough moments for a first year head coach, and just staying the course. You know, I think that's really the. I look at some of the tough times we've had here, and I think that's when Ted is at his best during those times. And but I think that's all part of the growth of a head coach.
What have you learned through those 9 years that maybe you didn't necessarily know back then when you first came here?
Oh shoot, a lot. I mean, a lot of things. I look back at the first year and, you have the opportunity to get the job, you go to the first press conference, and that's an experience in itself. And, you know, you spend the time with your family, and then the first, in your first day on the job, you have to let the old staff go. I mean, I remember after the first day, sitting there talking to John Snyder, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and I thought, my goodness, I mean, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So, there's so many experiences that you go through that you're truly not prepared for. There's not a book for this. You trust your instincts and you push through it and you learn from it.
Hey Mike, you said you're not thinking about the end, and I understand it's the season you want to talk about the Bears, but. It is the bye week, or was the bye week. You're 5 wins away from winning as many games as Vince Lombardi. I mean, what does that mean to a...
I just won $100 back there because they said, any dramatic question was going to come from you. And
do I get half?
Yeah, you could have it all, but...
Because you got the extension.
What's that?
Well, you got the extension.
That's right.
Seriously, that's pretty heavy stuff, is it not?
Well, I mean, I think you win 100 games in this league as a head coach. I think that's definitely a milestone. We're not going to do, I'm not going to compare myself to Coach Lombardi. Man, let's be real here. So, I understand my place and my opportunity, and I'm very thankful for the people that have come before me, Coach Lombardi and Curly Lambeau, Mike Holmgren, Ron Wolf. They've made this place a the foundation's built, so it's Ted Thompson, Mark Murphy, and my responsibility, Aaron Rodgers, and, our players' responsibility to make sure we leave it better than when we arrived. And that's the way I've always viewed it, and I said it in my opening press conference.
So how do you view the work you have ahead? And I'm not just talking about Sunday night, but you've won a Super Bowl. There are a lot of coaches that never even come close to that. You're 1-3 in your last 4 playoff games since then. Do you feel like that's a renewed challenge for you of where you stand, or how do you view that?
That's a great question. I don't view it because I don't really think like that. I don't think about those things. I think every time you're given an opportunity to lead a team, you max it out, and that's the way I've always gone about it. So, the good Lord really knows, how much longer you're going to be doing anything. So. I'm the head coach of the 2014 Packers. I'm trying to max out this opportunity, and that's the reality of my approach.
How much was Aaron able to do today?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron did everything today.
So you don't think? I know you'll know more on Wednesday, but you think he's just fine?
He looked good. He went through the workout today.
More, please. Mike, anything unusual about both teams coming off the bye week?
Unusual. I think it makes it more challenging. I think, anytime you, play in your second time around division-wise, it's going to be a little different than the first one. I think history will tell you that. And I think the fact that both teams have had a bye week to take a step back and take a hard look not only at themselves and take a harder look at, you know, what Chicago's done since we played them last, too. So I think you have to anticipate some unscouted looks and things like that, and, you know, that's all part of the challenge.
You've hung a lot of miles as a team on the road through the early part of the season. How excited are you for these next 5 weeks getting four of those games at home?
Well, you know, as we've talked in the past, you know, we break the season down into quarters. So our next three out of four at home, so that, I mean, that's great. And you have to take care, you know, you got to take care of your business at home. That's a formula that's always worked in the NFL. We're excited to be back on Sunday Night Football here at home. And, you know, this is always a big game we get together with the Bears. So this will be a great opportunity.
Where you're situated right now at 5-3 going into the second half of the season, do you feel like you're about where you thought you might be in terms of the development of this team? Do you feel like you're maybe a little behind, ahead, about where you thought you would be going into the season?
Well, that's an excellent question. Because that's something that, you know, you spend a lot of time during the bye week more than other weeks. You know, Ted was on the road scouting last week, but, you know, you look at your 63-man roster and, you know, areas you're continuing to try to develop. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I think we'll see in the next couple of days. There may be some changes. So we're making progress. I think a number of our young guys that have jumped out of the box and have contributed. I mean, you look at what Corey Linsley and Devontae Adams and, you know, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, what they've done. And, you know, we have some young guys that are, you know, just not quite ready yet, too. So, you know, I don't really know how to rank it to prior years, but, you know, we're definitely making progress. And the exciting part about it is we have a lot of growth in front of us, too.
Mike, did you see anything encouraging from Sam or Morgan?
Sam looked good today. He went through everything. Morgan pretty much did everything. So, I mean, really practice. I mean, once we get to practice Wednesday, it'll be the true indicator for those guys.
So what did you do today? Were you just in the crick?
No, we worked. We were in the Hudson Center, so we kind of did it was more of an off-season type day. We split the offense, defense up and did a strength conditioning circuit type workout. And then we worked on the Chicago Bears.
Trish, your last one.
Mike, when you look at a guy like Matt Forte, who you guys are very familiar with, how do you go about successfully containing someone who's a bona fide receiver and a bona fide running back?
Well, he's a complete back. I mean, I think anytime you talk about running backs, the first thing you look at, do they play first, second, and third down? Because I think that tells you about their versatility. And Forte is, you know, to me is top of the list. I've always had great respect for him. I had a chance to be around him at the Pro Bowl. He's not only an excellent runner, but outstanding out of the backfield, and, you know, and obviously very smart in their protection schemes and so forth. So anytime you have a three-down back that has the ability in all three areas of his job, it's obviously a big challenge.
Trish,